Our activist of the week, Tammy Holton Arnold, is having great success with alternative classroom discipline practices. So much that our previous guests, Michelle and Paula, credit her as their primary inspiration for getting more involved in it.
Well, that's very nice of them.
Okay.
I work in the same school district, okay. And I happen to be charged with supporting and inspiring the Nurtured Heart Approach trainers in our district.
So what is your job, though, in the school district?
I am a district-wide school counselor-behavior coach.
Okay. So behavior coach, school counselor.
Yeah.
So you've got credentials.
Yes.
Okay. So you didn't just read a book.
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure. This whole idea from where I get and what I understand first of all, how did you come to this?
So when I was hired as a school counselor in 2009 at an elementary school, the principal in the interview handed me a book about the Nurtured Heart Approach called, now it's called Notching It Up, the New Inner Wealth Initiative for Educators. She said, read this book. She said, it'll change your relationship with kids, including your own son, for the rest of your life.
And so you started to think about this so it changed the way you work with your son, you're talking about, but then you saw applications in the classroom.
Honestly, I'd been at the high school for many years and had great success working with kids, managing behaviors in big settings like cafeterias and other places, building relationships. And I went in to teach my classroom lessons as an elementary school counselor, thinking that the kids were going to love me because I was there to support them. We were going to talk about friendship and all about them. And I had classes where they ran over me like a Mack truck. So I needed it. I really needed to get good at it fast because I was desperate.
You know, you talked about relationships and then you just talked about the fact that students were going to run over you. And so I think there's a discussion out here about whether, are we talking behavior management or are we talking about, you know, relationship building? Is there a crossover there? Is this a complicated issue?
It might feel complicated, but it's really inspiring the best behaviors in all kids through a great relationship. Okay. So it's modeling an excellent relationship. Many of us in education, this is my 21st year in public education, I had very little on how to build. Everyone said build relationships, but there was very little information on how to skillfully build a professional relationship with a student. That's different than the relationship I have with my husband. Mm-hmm. So when I skillfully build a relationship with my students, with my learners, I'm doing it in a way that promotes the best behaviors for them. And I don't have the luxury of counting on them to treat me like I count on my husband to treat me. This is all about them and their inspiration, and I know they're going to inspiring great behaviors in them, and I know they're going to make mistakes.
When you say about inspiring great behaviors, so a listener might be saying, so what, you're giving out Swedish fish for when kids give you the right behavior and then sour heads when they give you the wrong behavior?
So Howard Glasser, the creator of the Nurtured Heart Approach, would say it's not about the M&Ms.
M&Ms.
It's not about the Swedish fish. It's not about the M&Ms. It's never been about the M&Ms. It's about the relationship. Kids, all of us are hardwired to seek relationship. Kids are hardwired to seek relationship with adults. So when we use our energy connection and relationship in a way that promotes great behaviors in them, they learn from that. And they learn about their own greatness, their own inner wealth, what qualities they have that have remained untapped in traditional methods of interacting with kids.
But an interesting aspect to this is the fact that as we talk about, you know, a movement in schools, there was what I think one of the most disastrous movements in quote behavior management with zero tolerance policies.
Absolutely.
What we've seen the effect on that on children. And in fact, most people would say, you know, when we refer to the school to prison pipeline, it probably starts at the zero tolerance discipline, where if you, you know, one strike and you're out.
Right.
And that comes across as really strict, hardcore negative behavior management. Is this a response to not do that, to do something better?
So first of all, what everyone wants is better behaviors for kids who are displaying negative behaviors. That's what everyone wants. And some people over time, including several people currently, believe that the bigger the consequence, the bigger the behavior change. And that's just not true. And zero tolerance is the evidence that that is just not true. We had all these bigger consequences that did not lead to better behaviors, and they led to kids being adjudicated. So right. It's a terrible policy. Lots of data that doesn't work. So this is the opposite, where we are recognizing great behaviors, but we are delivering a consequence every single time a rule is broken, but it's a small consequence where it's no big deal. It's not a big deal if you make the mistake, if you get the consequence, then you're right back in the game being ready to be successful again. Mm-hmm. So it is a response to that, but it's also just a much more effective means of changing kids' behavior.
What about, I've heard restorative practice mentioned in this, restorative justice, which are, again, I mean, what is the connection to restorative practice?
So technically, there's no connection between the two.
I was going to say, these are separate issues, right?
Completely separate issues. I have the good fortune to also be in charge of inspiring and supporting the restorative practices trainer. So I'm a trainer of restorative practices as well in our district. So what we find is restorative practices, first of all, restorative practices is 80% proactive. It's 80% community building. And the restorative practices teachers that I work with would absolutely say that the minute-by-minute application of restorative practices is the nurtured heart approach.
It's interesting to hear that, because I think there's a discussion out there as to, and you just said, nurtured heart, restorative practice, you're not going to see them in the same book together.
No.
They're separate. And I think there might be a discussion in, quote, the academic community, which is where I spend most of my time, mm-hmm. as to saying, do they fit together because of the possibility of one being possibly rooted in behaviorism, the other rooted in community. And I'm hearing from both the main interview, Paula and Michelle, mm-hmm. and now I'm hearing from you the inspiration for bringing this whole restorative practice and nurtured heart to this school district, that this is about trying to make a positive, healthy, relational community difference in kids' lives.
That's it.
Well, for that, Tammy, you are the Busted Pencils Activist of the Week. And what we like to say, keep busting pencils.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.